This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. K.P. Sharma Oli will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan in Kathmandu at 10:45 a.m. Indian time. Along with Mr. Oli, a group of ministers will also be inducted into the cabinet. He was appointed Prime Minister for the third time yesterday to lead the new coalition government. 72-year-old Oli succeeds Pushpa Kamal Dehel Prachanda, who lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X. This notable growth includes an increase of about 30 million followers over the past 3 years. Mr. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. Prime Minister Modi is far ahead of other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, who has 38.1 million followers. After crossing 100 million followers, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he is happy to be on this vibrant medium and cherishes the discussion, debate, insights, people's blessings, constructive criticism, and more. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which has expanded over the years. Delivering a message on the occasion of MOU signing for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands, Dr. Jaishankar said the islands in the Pacific are not small islands but large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. India's retail digital payment is likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030, says a joint study by Kearney and Amazon Pay. India's digital payments for retail transactions have grown to $3.6 trillion in the financial year 2023-24 compared to $300 billion in the financial year 2017-18, according to the study named How Urban India Pays. UPI transactions were introduced in India on April 11, 2016. The digital transaction levels have seen a 138% growth in the Unified Payment Interface UPI payments levels from the financial year 2018 to 2024. A massive fire broke out at a building in Delhi's Mayur Vihar Phase 2 last night. Delhi Fire Services said it received a call regarding the incident at around 11:40 p.m. 22 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The situation is under control. The Maharashtra government has decided to establish Mukhyamantri Warkari Mahamandal to felicitate the Kirtankars and Warkaris of Maharashtra state. The government order to this effect has been released yesterday by the Social Justice Department of Maharashtra. The headquarters of this corporation will be situated at Pandharpur. Every year, lakhs of Warkaris, followers of Lord Vithoba from all sections of society, including peasants, labourers and farmers, set out on foot on a pilgrimage to Pandharpur, which is a centuries-old tradition. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. This was Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Djokovic is a 7-time champion of the championship. And in the mixed doubles final, the 7th seed Polish-Taiwan pair of Ryan Zelinski and Shai Su Wei claimed their second Grand Slam title of the season. In football, Spain won its record 4th European Soccer Championship after defeating England 2-1 in the finals of Euro 2024 in Berlin. This is England's second consecutive runner-up finish, having lost to Italy in the final of Euro 2020. And that is the end of this news bulletin.